And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I'm scared.
Wow. It's a good
That's
one.
So good. We needed that. The podcast this week is brought to you by Castrol GTX. You might be able to see the sign. Can you see the sign behind me over there?
Yeah.
Right there?
Yeah.
Castrol GTX Magnatech Studios, man. They have sponsored the studios, and we're all excited, and they've sponsored the podcast this week. So thank you, Castrol GTX Magnatech. Instant protection from the moment you start. You know, like, and I'll tell you this, because as pilots, this is something you do. What do you do first thing when you jump in the airplane, Big D?
Turn it on.
Once you turn it on, once you turn it on, then what do you do? You let the oil warm up.
Yeah.
And that's just what happens. You do that so it protects your engine. Well, you don't have to do that with Castrol GTX. How many people do that like in the winter and all that kind of stuff? They let the oil warm up. You don't have to do it. Instant protection from the moment you start. It's cool. It's groovy. Patrick's about to leave us.
I'm about to leave.
He is going
to
hang out.
Can I put that in
the
plane?
What? Castrol GTX Magnatech? I'm sure they have an aviation
grade or some sort.
Yeah, aviation grade. You'll have to Google it.
I will.
Go ahead, Google.
Some sort of a blend, maybe.
Yeah.
All right, Patrick, what are you doing here?
I'm just waiting for my ride to get here.
So did you Uber?
I'm lifting.
Lifting?
You like Lyft better than Uber, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Why?
I don't know why.
Mustache?
The pink mustache or whatever?
Yeah, I just...
They don't even do that anymore, do they? Remember, like, you would see those cars all over the place with the pink mustaches?
Yeah, I think they got rid of that.
I thought it was a trend. I thought it was like the eyelashes on the front of Volkswagens. God. You know, little car driving
I'm going to agree with Bubba. I thought the same thing. I'm like, why? Is this a thing now? People have pink mustaches on their cars? That's weird.
But you don't know why you prefer one over the other, huh?
No, I've had really good experiences with Lyft rides.
I've never had a bad experience with Uber at all.
I haven't had a bad experience with either of them.
I had a bad experience one time with a cab because I left my brand new iPod back when iPods were like cool.
That was in New York City, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And my shoes.
And my alligator shoes.
Oh, that's right.
He should have left his alligator shoes.
No, they were awesome. I bought them. They were alligator tennis shoes from whatever, some fancy schmancy store. I'm like, these are going to be the greatest shoes ever.
Are you like the long lost member of Run DMC or something?
I don't know. Maybe
alligator
I am.
Alligator tennis shoes.
Dude, they were the hottest thing you've ever seen. I mean, they were black
tennis shoes.
Did you
buy them
there? Yeah, I bought them there.
Were they legit or did you get them in the old Chinatown?
No, I got them at some, I don't remember the name of the store, but it was a fancy place. I'm like, oh yeah. And I checked these shoes out. They're like $250, man. I'm like, you know what? You only run across this once in your life.
That's right.
And ladies know, you got, if the shoes are right, you got to do it.
Yeah, is that kind of right about alligator tennis shoes?
Is that kind of the same mindset you had when you bought that fedora in Vegas?
Yeah. And you know what? It looked good. I looked like Fat Rocky. It was great.
I see that, and I always cringe and go, I should have talked him out of that.
But you know what? I love it because it's...
He came to me, and he's like, what do you think,
No,
man?
You came to me
first, and you said,
Big D said, we're in Vegas, and we're like hanging out, and Big D goes, we're in Vegas, man. We ought to get
fedoras. Oh, how
fedoras.
Are you turning this on? Oh, what?
Because you said we ought to get fedoras.
Oh, you are crazy. You, it's so funny how you changed the
history. I didn't change the story. This
is
what happened.
Yes, no. Your propaganda. Fake news.
It's not
Russia.
Fake news. No. He's
Putin.
Shouting. He is shouting fake news, but it is the only fake news is coming from Big
Coney
D.
Island. I mean, Comey. I mean, wait.
Trust. Do you think I'm the one who said, hey, we should get fedoras?
Yes.
Now, who sounds like?
If
who?
You did, you were kidding.
If he, if I was going to say, if he did, he was saying it as a joke. But
I didn't even say it.
Of course, it was
Bubba. Of course it was Bubba.
So I wanted, grabbed.
I tell you where we were. We were at a big and tall shop.
Y'all fight it out.
We were at a big and tall shop. Bye, Patrick.
Okay, bye.
His lift is here.
And we were going to this big event that night, and we're like, man, let's get some really nice clothes, you know? So there's a hat for the goofball, nerdy people who want to wear a fedora.
Well, it was when fedoras were like a thing, you know?
Bruno Mars was 1952, is that when we went?
I get it. I get that Bruno Mars looks cool in a fedora. I get that Justin Timberlake can pull it off.
Did you ever see the picture of me and J-Lo?
No.
Okay.
I
That's
mean, she could pull up.
I was on a mission that night. I was going to meet Jennifer Lopez because I, since the Selena movie, I loved her. I loved her. I don't remember on Mad Men or whatever the show was with Jamie Foxx and all them. Whatever that was.
In Living Color?
In Living Color, yeah.
In Living Color, Mad Men.
I don't know. Same thing.
Totally easy.
Different strokes. I don't know.
But like, I loved J-Lo. So I'm like, this is it. And I told my wife, I said, look, I'm going on, you know, she's on the list. And she laughed. I said, I'm on a mission. I'm going to meet her today. I am going to meet Jenny from the block. And it's going to be a beautiful moment. So I was like, when Big D said we should wear fedoras,
I didn't say that.
You said that.
No, you're crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, you did.
Your memory is tainted.
No.
What are you Googling?
I mean, I certainly was not there, but those are not the words I would ever expect to hear coming out of D's mouth.
We were at a store, okay, yeah. A clothing store, and they did have fedoras there. And, of course, Johnny McHops a lot over here.
I don't even know what that means.
Hey, you know what? I think I'm going to get it. Now, here's where I did screw up. He put it on. I immediately thought Fat Rocky. And then I went, you know what? My boy, he likes it.
I do. I did.
He likes it. It made him feel whatever.
It made me feel like I was ready to go hang out with J-Lo.
Like
me,
you were Bruno Mars.
Me and Jenny were going to be hanging.
Whatever that feeling was, he felt it. And he did not want to hear, you look like Fat Rocky, don't wear it. He didn't want to hear it. And I knew he didn't want to hear it. And so I thought I was being a friend. In reality, probably it would have been better to do the opposite, but whatever. I didn't realize what was going to happen, you know, within the next 12 hours. I said, it looks great. I said, hey, you're in Vegas. Go for it. You can wear things in Vegas that you can't wear any other place because you look stupid. But this is different. You look great. He goes, you think so? Yeah, you do. We had a moment. I went and I got my 3X shirt, and then we rolled. And then later that night, go ahead.
What do you mean? Later that night, I got the opportunity. I got the opportunity to meet her, and I'm like, this is aligned. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm pulling up the picture right now. I'm going to share. You know what? It'll be the artwork for this week's podcast.
Whenever we do that. When was this?
This was a couple years ago, but look, hold on.
Right, wait, don't share. I want you to put the camera on. First off, show. Okay, if you're watching on Facebook.
Hold on. What do you want me to do?
Okay, here's what I want. Just do exactly what I say.
Okay.
Carson, don't look at what he's about to show you yet. Okay. Bubba, take the camera. Show everyone else your fedora.
Okay. Hold on. Well, wait. It's loading. I'm downloading this picture because it's...
You're still... What year
are
we in? It's a
10.8 gig meg picture. All right. And I'm going to zoom in here.
Mom, get off the phone. I'm trying to download my fedora picture.
Hold on. I zoomed in. I zoomed on Jenny's crotch.
All right. You got it? All right. Show everyone. Okay. There it is. All right. You can actually hear people laughing through the internet.
No, you can't. Look, watch if I zoom, it goes.
All right, so you have the picture. Now, I want you to now take
Give me some give me some like taps on Facebook if you love the Fat Rocky look. please.
All right,
and thank
now,
you, Rob, for fixing this thing.
Okay, now I want you to put the camera on Carson and then have her turn, and I want to see her face because she can't hide. I know Carson. She's
no poker face.
None. She's going to look at it, and let's all see the first reaction that she has.
I wish you guys could see all the likes I'm getting right now for the Fat Rocky picture. Just saying. Keep them like taps going.
Turn,
loves.
And there you go.
She put both hands on her face
to stop from throwing up.
Oh, boy. What? Oh, you are full on Federline in that picture.
I'm fat Federline. Oh, man. Well, you're hating on it.
Well, you know... What's happening on the shirt here?
It was tucked in, and I untucked it. I didn't know I was... Here, I'll zoom. It was tucked in, and I untucked it. So, yeah, it's all wrinkly right there.
No, what's the...
That's an expensive shirt.
The embroidered border?
Oh, that's an expensive shirt.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah, that shirt's more than my entire outfit I'm wearing right now, times a couple.
The problem with that hat...
We look like we bought our shirts at Qatar. We have so much crap going on.
You guys were
on
at the spice market.
I mean, we have different fabrics on the cuffs. It's like, oh,
dear,
my God. We had a pet tiger.
It's one of those Roberto Graham shirts, I think, is what that is, actually, now that I'm thinking about it.
Isn't it Robert Graham?
Roberto, same thing.
Roberto Graham's a lot cheaper.
You're like the girl from Showgirls. It's Versace.
It's Versace. Roberto Graham. I'm doing that. I'm going to walk in today and go, hey,
yeah, you got some of that Roberto
Graham. I'm looking for Roberto Graham shirts. Oh, yeah. Well, we ain't got none of that now.
The thing with the hat is, like, it makes you look bald.
Really?
And you're not. It's like you're Heisenberg.
Because you got a haircut.
Well, you know what? It makes me look rounder. It makes me look fatter, I think.
You have blue meth in your pocket?
I mean, it's Vegas.
It's Vegas. Yeah, no, here's the thing. Every time we go on a trip, he gets a haircut.
I get a haircut every time we do anything.
Yeah.
Every time he gets a haircut. I don't know why. He just does it. Like, whatever. Hey, we all got our thing. And so I remember he got it, like, shaved. Like, shaved on the sides. So I always do, though. Yeah, well,
I always go to a number one. I always tell him number one on the sides.
And so when he put that on, it looks like, yeah, it looks like he's bald. Look at his hair.
Yeah, I will. I mean, it's a great picture, though. She looks incredible.
We look incredible. Look incredible.
That was a great chick move there.
We look incredible.
She looks phenomenal.
I know.
I'm not saying you guys look like a couple.
You're saying we don't look like a couple?
No.
You're crazy.
You look like her lawn guy who she gave tickets to her show to.
You think?
You're the guy that, like, jumped over security, just went,
you're a
take
hater.
A picture.
Hello, Miss Lopez.
Haters.
I'm here to your show. I get dressed up. My Roberto.
I have something. I got to find it.
My Roberto Graham shirt.
Golly,
no, it is a great picture, though.
Oh, and I can't find. Oh, wait. So Rob, our bud, obviously, who did it, he made another version just for me. Are you ready to see it? Carson,
yes.
I'll show it to you, and then you can...
That one. What version is that?
It's them getting married. She's in a wedding dress, and there's a church behind them.
Isn't that the best?
That is fantastic.
All right. Fat Rocky.
Aw.
He's alive.
Yeah.
Ta-da-da!
Yeah.
I'm gonna go take a picture by the Rocky statue with the fedora on. I will do that. That is my goal this summer. Rocky statue, fedora on. I'll be like, Adrian, shirtless.
And there's a moment I could have stopped it.
You could have.
I could have stopped. Because if I had said, "Oh my God,"
well,
he would have been like,
"J-Lo
really?
Remembers me."
She'd be like, "Really? Yeah, I wouldn't wear that." okay. Really? No. All right, man.
You're just a hater, man.
You know what? If maybe she was talking about you later on. Doesn't matter what she was saying.
She might have said, "Hey, who was that guy? Remember the fat guy that took a picture with me? He had the fedora on."
Yeah, that's the point. If she was talking about you, that's all that matters.
It's like he was Saudi. It's like he was a Saudi, but he wasn't. It was like
he was wearing that shirt with the frilly crap on it,
like from the neck.
It was like a Roberto Graham.
It's like he got out of a purple Lamborghini, and there was a koala bear in the back, and,
oh my God.
And a lion, and he came in, and he had that hat. Did you guys remember him? I couldn't see his gold chains because he had them tucked in, I guess. But
oh Lord,
he came in. We took a picture. Boy, I sure would like to put him on my list of don't come around me anymore. On my security list.
I think I'm gonna get that picture of us getting married, and I'm gonna tweet it out to her. Hey, J-Lo, remember this?
You need to take copies of it and put it on the wall, like in a room. Every inch of the wall is covered in that picture of you guys, and then just take a picture of you with really long fingernails and go, "Hey, it's me. Remember?"
Now, did she say anything to you?
It
was a meet and greet.
Okay.
It was a normal meet and greet. Walked in, and I'm like, "Hey, how are you?" And she's like, "Oh, fine." I'm like, "Hey, I don't even know what I said." That was the same day that me and Sting and what's his name? Dr. Dre had our run in too.
Oh, right.
It was the same day. It was just like the craziest weekend.
You know, basically, when they talk about that day, they don't talk about you.
No. Well, you don't know.
That guy
you don't
that
know.
Walked by Dre.
The guy with the frilly shirt. who looked like he was from Saudi Arabia because Big D made all those jokes already.
Yeah, that's a great one. Dr. Dre and Sting, and they're walking towards Bubba down the hallway backstage.
I thought it was my moment to shine.
It, and you know what? You kind of feel like you have to do something.
You have to. Dude, you have to. It's Sting and Dr. Dre.
Now, what would you say, Carson?
You know this story, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what would you do?
Feel like, hey.
Like so, that?
Yeah, I would just probably, because I'm no good around famous people. So you guys have seen it. I'm
you
terrible.
Would go, hey.
I'd be like, hey. Because it would come, I'd try to be, inside my brain, I would try to be like, hey. And it would come out either, hey, or hey. Like there would be no in between.
Wow, that sounds very familiar.
Yeah.
Because what I did was, overthink. What am I going to say? Yeah. Here they come. We're about to basically touch. Hi, guys.
And that's it.
My voice cracked.
Yeah, the octaves go up.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
And then Sting just kind of goes. I got the side eye from Sting. But at least Dre was like, sup.
See, all right. That's cool.
I got a sup. So, you know
what?
You
got the Dre seal of approval.
I was acknowledged by the Beats bro.
When they walked by us, so mine went, Ebony and Ivory. And they were like, man, that's a jam. I go, man, it's one of my favorites. And they're like, yeah, me too. What you doing after the show? I said, man, I don't know what you're doing. And we all hung up. I never told Bubba that story.
Yeah.
I mean, you shouldn't. No. He'd be so jealous.
You know, I'm hanging around that guy from the Middle East, are you?
No. You know, the one thing for J-Lo.
I mean, J-Lo told us about him, and we on the lookout.
I like his Roberto Graham shirt, though. I got me some Roberto Graham shirts when I was in New York City in Chinatown. Cheap, cheap, cheap. That's where I get all of them.
Lord.
What's all the cheap,
knockoffs?
Yeah, they have really, really creative names.
Like Prada and Prado and...
Yeah, Prado was the fake, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a game. You guys give me the real and fake, and I'll guess.
Oh, yes.
Give me the right name and the wrong name, and I have to tell you what the real one is.
Hold on, I'm going here because...
Let's... Check.
I'm gonna pull up
Google.
I'm gonna pull up a list off the old Google here
of brand names.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be brand names. It would be.
I mean, designers.
Designer names.
Yeah.
Designer names. I'm telling you, this is gonna be great.
Okay. There's 30 something pictures. these are great. Hugo Boss. Or Hugo Booze.
A Hugo Boss.
Okay, that's right. Converse, tennis shoes.
Oh, Converse, yeah.
Yes.
Burberry or Mulberry?
Mulberry.
It's Burberry.
Burberry.
Okay. Dolce and Banana or Dolce and Gabbana?
Dolce and what's the second one?
Gabbana.
Gabbana? It's not even a word. Banana.
No, you're wrong.
It's Dolce and Gabbana. But
not even Gabbana, it's Gabbana.
I don't know.
It's Gabbana.
Yeah. Hear that Roberto thing, man. Abercrombie and Fish.
That's Finch. I know that one.
Coochie.
That's right. That sounds right. Is Coochie right? Coochie's not right, is it? If you stole it, is that a hot Coochie?
It's a word. But it's supposed to be Gucci.
Yeah.
Coochie.
Mendy or Fendi?
Mindy.
Fendi.
Adidas? Like for Adidas? Sure.
Adios.
Nike, misspelled N-K-I-E with the swoosh. That's great. See, any other good ones?
I'm trying to come up with designers in my head.
Actually,
yeah,
she's actually coming up with them. You're reading them.
Yeah.
Kate Spade, Jacqueline Spade.
Ooh, Kate Jackson.
Okay. I don't know. Jacqueline Spade.
Kate Spade.
I think I'm getting every one of you.
You have
wrong.
Gotten them wrong.
X-Boy. It's a video game system.
Xbox.
Oh. An X-Boy?
An X-Boy. Yeah.
So, my mom got me the new X-Boy.
Yeah. These fake ones are like, these are dumb.
They're like kind of like.
There's like
funny.
A KFC that's KFG in somewhere like in Asia. KFG. It's terrible.
Yeah, when you go into New York City, there is a whole section, like a black market of just...
Yes, there
is. I need to find out where that is.
I thought that was in Chinatown.
Yeah, but can't you get...
Chinatown is like notorious. But no. There's also, even if you go into Midtown, which is like Times Square and Rockefeller Center and all that, you'll find people set up on the side of the road, like on a corner.
Yeah, but aren't they like trying to bust people for buying
they
fakes?
They do, but I mean, how do you think I got my Burberry purse and my Kate Spade purse? They're not real.
Oh, really?
No, yeah, but because like, if you buy them on the corner for $30.
But if you buy that, can you get arrested?
I mean, nobody ever.
I mean, you don't know the difference.
Me,
you just go. I don't know.
I thought it was real.
Yeah, but I think they're more worried about. They want to get the sellers and the manufacturers. I don't think they're worried about because, like, every chick in New York City did it.
Are you trying to tell me that I can finally get my $15 Adidas?
Yes.
My Adidas?
You can get Adidas in the city.
Oh, can I get fake Yeezys?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Now, can you tell the difference in your Burberry?
I mean, I can't.
Is it spelled right on the bag?
It is. They have the little labels and everything, but they a friend of mine who like fancies herself a purse expert, she saw one of my bags and she's like, "Oh, that's the Kate Spade Spring Collection, blah
blah
blah."
She didn't know.
She didn't know. And I'm like, "No, this was bought off the back of the truck at the Avenue of Americas for $35." and then another girl, a friend of mine was moving and she was like clearing out her closet. She gave me a bunch of stuff and it was a fake Louis Vuitton bag, which I know you have no idea what that is, but...
Oh, okay, I have a great Louis Vuitton story. I'll tell you.
Okay, so you know, and like Louis Vuitton is super expensive, right?
Yes, I know.
Which...
Yes.
I will never... Like, I'm not a purse person, so I would never, ever buy something like that. But she gave me a fake one. It's obviously fake, but hey, it was free, so I start carrying it around.
Well, it's not obviously fake. It looks good, right?
Well, it looked good. So I go to this party, and a girl went nuts. She's like, oh my God, that's the Louis Vuitton, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, honest to God, I gave her the purse. Because she was that enamored with, I mean, I got it for free and I don't care.
Did you tell her it was fake?
Yes.
Oh.
I go, you know it's fake, right?
What?
And I was just like, yeah, I went to a flea market once and this guy was trying to sell me an authentic replica Chanel bag for $200.
Authentic replica.
Authentic replica. I'm like, that is some great marketing, but I'm not that dumb. So I will give you $30 and we call it a day or I'm out.
Isn't it funny how you label something replica and it's so much better than a fake?
Yes. I thought because you know somebody had to come along and be like, oh, well, he said authentic. No, it was a fake purse.
You got to market this the right way. It's an authentic replica.
Me? Nope. I spend like if I spend $50 on a purse, it's a big day.
What did she do when you gave her the purse?
Oh, she was crying. Are you sure? I can't believe you. Honey, it's fake. But I guess she thought it looked real enough and she wanted one and... pay it forward, man, because it was free to me.
Right.
I lost nothing. I just said to her, I'm like, can I give it to you at the end of the night? I'll just get the host to give me like a grocery bag so I can take the contents of my purse home. Are you sure? Yeah, the zipper didn't even work right. So here's your free purse.
Bubba told me one time for an anniversary gift, I should get Kathy a bag.
I said, get her a really nice bag.
I go like, what do you mean? He goes like, get her like a Louis Vuitton. I'm like, I don't know anything about that. Like, he goes, just go to the mall. There's a Louis Vuitton store in the mall. Go in and, you know, pick out a bag. I'm like, okay, cool. So I leave after work one day and I'm like this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing shorts, a t-shirt and a ball cap. That probably
not just shorts are like they're usually green, you know,
neon
jogging
green,
shorts.
Yeah, and so I walk in, and I'd never seen a store like that where it's a decent sized store, but there's hardly anything in it. There's walls. There's a whole wall, and there's five purses on it, and they're just on display like it's art. And I walk in, and this guy comes up and goes, "Hi, can I help you?" I said, "Hey, yeah, man, I need to get a purse." Wrong, they're bags. I didn't know that. He goes, "Oh, okay, yeah, we have lots of great bags." What? But by the way, bag sounds worse than purse. Bag.
Totally agree.
Really?
Yeah. A sack.
Right.
A bag.
I like sacks. I got me a Louis Vuitton sack.
I think groceries. Right.
I know.
Like you're thinking brown paper.
A purse sounds. I mean, anyway.
Yeah.
So he says, he goes, well, sure. Is this as a, what's it for? What's the occasion? I think it was. I said, well, it's a wedding anniversary. He says, okay, great. And he says, I'll never forget this. Well, tell me a little bit about her. And I was like, "What the God? What the? What are you talking about? What tell you about her?
She's a lot like you.
That
she likes
has
me.
To do with buying her a purse, really." And so I laughed and I said, "Okay,
okay. Which one is the minivan of these purses?"
I said, "All right. Well, it's." You know, we've got two kids, the minivan, she's, you know, she homeschools, you know, she's busy, she does some charity stuff. I don't know. What do you want to know? And he goes, oh, okay, yeah. Well, how about this over here? I mean, he just picked one out. I mean, he didn't even listen to what I said. And he goes, how about this one? It's a black one. It's got a little
embellishments.
Holes in it. It's got like holes in it. It's
like eyelets, yeah.
Like perforated. Like a basketball jersey.
So it can breathe, you know.
Right.
Because he tells your contents need to breathe.
Those are laser etched. All right.
Okay.
Sure, right. Of
I
course
would
they are.
Be etched by some kid and, making 30 cents an hour.
So I said, okay. I told him, I said, she does not want something that says, because they all had like LV all over them. And like all over, like LV, 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 LV. And I said, I don't want all that. I said, it needs to be like way understated. Doesn't want a bunch of LVs. I said, no offense. I said, if it doesn't even say it on there, it'd be better. And he's like, oh, no, that's great. I can appreciate that.
Understated.
I can appreciate that. What?
Okay.
So I'm looking at it, and I go, yeah, this looks great. Well, let's get this one. And he goes, okay, this one here? He goes, they had like two sizes. One was gigantic. Well, we'll just get this medium one. So I've got it. Take it to the counter. And he says, Celeste, can you give? And he wanted. I said, can you wrap this up? So because I don't want to wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
Can you gift wrap this? Absolutely, Celeste. Can you wrap this? And she comes out of like this hidden doorway hall door. I'm like, ah! And she says, of course. And I go, hey. And she's like, hi. Oh, this is beautiful. Oh, she's really gonna love this. I go, yeah, I think so.
That's Celeste's job.
And yeah.
To come out and go, oh, you did a great
right.
job.
This
man.
Looks great on you. So I give him my credit card, and as he goes, runs it,
swipes.
That's the first time when I went, Derek, you don't even know how much this is.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even ask. And I assumed a high-end purse like this, it's going to be at least $500. That's in my head, $500. And I went, but you know what, man? You're always low. It's probably going to be like eight. So just expect $800. And I'm doing this whole conversation in my head. He goes,
by the way, that's a lot of money right there, man.
And so I'm thinking, I don't know, but it's a big anniversary gift. And so, and Bubba told me to do this. Don't forget, Bubba told me to go do this. So I'm thinking, okay, but it's going to be $800. So when he hands you that receipt, just look, it's going to be at least $800. 800, maybe 850, D. It might be 850. So that's in my head, 850. All right, 850.
You're sweating it.
And I'm thinking it's probably going to be really six or seven. He runs it and hands me the thing. And I look at it. And I look around. I looked around. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. That's
you're
like
looking for the cameras?
I know. I don't know what that human response is. But I look around. And I look back. And he goes, is something wrong? I go, yeah, there's 3,500 things wrong. $3,500.
Oh.
And he goes, and I turned into like the blackest white guy ever. I go, are you kidding me? $3,500 for a purse? Who does that? And he goes, and he's like, well, he's freaking out.
He's mortified because you're mortified.
I'm like, I'm mad. I meant like nobody should let another human spend $3,500 on a purse. You should go, hey, just get heads up. This is stupid. Hey, I wouldn't jump in there. There's piranha in there.
Yep.
Like, give me a heads up.
Right.
Nothing. And I said, he goes, oh, so.
Would you like to return?
Do you want to return? I go, yes, I want to return. Yes. Refund. I'm not doing that, man. I said, and be honest with you, she'll be ticked. If I told her, if I got that and told her that it was $3,000, she would be mad. She wouldn't even enjoy it.
No.
She would never use it.
No, because you can't carry that around every day.
It's dumb.
Because you can't, even if you throw keys in there, oh, well, it might disrupt the laser etched holes.
That's right.
I mean, I'd be terrified.
Well, you're basically carrying a nice used car.
He goes, Celeste, I heard. I heard.
I heard. You got I-heard-ed. That's great.
And about that time, I don't know if they have a signal, if there is some sort of high-pitched noise that I can't hear that goes off when this happens, because a woman walks up to me, white, blonde hair, blue-eyed, 40 years old, walks up and she goes, "Can I help you pick out a bag?" I go, "Yes. Yes, you can." Now she looks like Kathy. I go, "Yes." She goes, I've got three boys, and I know I overheard you talking about. You know,
she's their budget salesperson.
Yeah, I got the white girl who, when you can't afford $3,500.
Oh my gosh!
And I go. I didn't know that. This is it was. She goes, "Oh, that's fine. Don't worry about it." She goes,
"It happens every day.
There's all kinds of great. No, there's right." She goes, "I'll show you the bag that I have, and it's really good." She goes, "What do you want to spend?" And like I'm like I can't even say $500 because now my whole world is shaking. Right. I don't even know what's norm. And I said I don't want to spend more. Like I don't want to put more than $1,000 on a bag. She goes, "Fine." She goes, "Come over here. This is what I have, and I love it. It's durable. It's this, and it's, they tell you the whole thing. It's hand stitched by nuns in France or something." And I got this bag. It was. I think, I don't know, it was like $1,000, $900 something. And I walked out of there, and I sent Bubba a text, and I go, "Dude, I don't even know what to say right now."
Oh.
He goes, "Well, you got it. Now you need to go to Tiffany's."
What?
Yeah. And I go, Tiffany's was right across the hall at this mall. You need to go to Tiffany's and just get her, because, dude, she'll love getting something in a blue
box.
Did
I really say that?
Yes. You know it's you because I'm telling you, and you're going, "Yeah, I said that."
Well, I'm sitting there going, "Well, maybe I did, maybe I didn't. I don't know."
She's going to get something in a that Tiffany blue box and just freak out. And I was like, I didn't even know what he's talking about. I'm like, okay. I go into Tiffany's. Again, no idea. I just got completely a right hook to the jaw.
Yeah.
And
you're still seeing stars.
Yes, yes. Lorenzo, gosh, or whatever his name was, decked me. And so I go in there, and I'm talking to a lady, and I'm going through the whole thing. I just wanted to get like a necklace of some sort, and I found one. It was really pretty with some diamonds in it and this kind of thing. And honestly, and I'm not even joking, I don't even remember how much it was. I don't even remember because I was so like, I think it was like $7,000. That I spent on a necklace, and I walk out.
Are you kidding me?
No.
See, I don't remember that.
And
you're
so
insane.
I walk out. So now I've got $1,000 purse and a $7,000 necklace in a blue box, and it's wrapped up, and it looks like it's from a magazine. And I can't wait. This is going to be great. I've never done anything like this ever before. I'm the guy who gets
walk.
An ironing board.
Not a walk.
A walk. What'd I say?
Yeah, it sounded like a walk.
No, or a walk. That's even cheaper. And so I've never done anything like this. So it's a big deal. I want to make sure this is all, boom, boom, boom. And she's opening it up. She gets the purse, and she's like, "Oh, wow, this is really pretty. I love this." I'm like, yeah.
Feeling pretty good.
It's doing pretty good. It's a Louis Vuitton. Oh, yeah, I know. This is great. And then it gets to the Tiffany's thing. It comes out. It's in a blue box. Stone face. There's no recognition.
No reaction at
There's
all.
No recognition. That
really?
It's none. It might as well have been in, I might as well have wrapped it in Christmas paper. And she looks at it, opens it up. Oh, this is, loved it. Beautiful. And she asked me, "Where'd you get that?" She asked me.
She didn't know the blue box.
She didn't know the blue box.
Didn't know the blue
Tiffany
box.
Tiffany & Co.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I listened to Bubba again because his wife knows.
Yeah.
She knows the blue box. She knows what the Tiffany. She's done the whole Breakfast at Tiffany's movie. She knows the whole thing. I didn't, and neither did Kathy. I completely wasted probably $6,200 on nothing.
No.
And I said, and I'm mad at Kathy. because she doesn't know. And I go, it's Tiffany's. And she goes, who's Tiffany? And I'm like, oh my God, you kidding me? And so,
oh, I love it.
This whole like special moment, I'm arguing. I'm mad. I'm upset because she doesn't know. And then it hit me, dude, that's the beauty. She doesn't know.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it. That,
next you time
got
I'm getting
one
her a fishing pole.
You got a really good one.
I got one who wants to go get leeches on her fingernail and hook them and go fishing in at our lake house in Minnesota where she's from.
Yeah.
That's what she does. She wants to go fishing in back home in Minnesota.
And I would like to put all day.
Can't wear the diamond necklace.
I would like to preface
from Tiffany
this.
To
Can
go-
I preface all this, though? Because I don't want anybody getting all these preconceived notions. This is stuff we did before we owned our own company.
Yeah, no.
Now that we're the boss and we know where every penny, dime, and all that goes, that never happened, ever.
That doesn't even matter. Because if she was not happy that I spent that.
Yeah.
She wasn't.
I could see that.
That's silly. It's silly. You shouldn't have even done that. And I was like, okay.
It was a great gesture and the thought behind it and everything. But it's just not what her.
Dee Dee on Facebook said, what? That much for a purse? My purse contents consist of open suckers, fruit snacks, toys and toy parts, used baby wipes, and my wallet.
Now, I don't want to, but I'm going to do it. All right. I'm going to call it one of my girlfriends. Because she has a friend, they're very, very close. They post pictures of themselves holding their Louis Vuitton bags. And seriously?
They pose
with their Louis Vuitton bags.
Wow.
And to each their own.
Are they real ones?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
They don't pose with the fake ones.
They will make the big deal that they are both real and... But then they'll post things about how we knew we were sisters. We both love Louis Vuitton. Well, you and every other basic white girl.
I happen to love $100 bills. Maybe I'm brothers with everybody else.
You know what? I like my savings account to have money in it. And it's these stuff like, that's how we knew we were meant to be such good friends. Really? Like, come on. And she does. She posts these pictures and you have to like them. Because, she's, like, one of my best friends and everything. But that part of her, I just can't, like, we both love Billy Joel and Louis Vuitton. What? I mean, it's like saying, I like ketchup. I mean, everybody likes Billy Joel and Louis Vuitton.
I don't like ketchup.
Oh, well, all right. That's on you. But,
Yeah, no. Well, yeah, that's...
Mm-hmm.
I would rather have leakage from one of my child's diapers on my arm than have ketchup touch me. It's the weirdest thing.
Like,
I don't get grossed out by gross stuff. I get grossed out by ketchup.
Oh.
Ketchup touches me. I'll go to push, like your kids like throw a bunch of things in the garbage can and they don't collapse them. So you push it down, you're like, to make that extra room because you don't want to waste that much of a bag, you know? And I'll push it down and I'll touch one of their plates with ketchup on it. And I'm like, and I have to go and wash, and I'll do it like 3 or 4 times because that's all I'll smell. It just wafts up into my nose.
Dude, when I'm going through like diets and stuff and I have it's 10 o'clock and I need something to eat and there's nothing in the house but rice cakes and protein shakes, if there's a bottle of ketchup, that stuff's going straight on my finger.
Really?
Oh, I can eat ketchup straight. I love ketchup so much.
I am to ketchup like Big D is to mayonnaise. I think that's your big thing. He doesn't
I can touch it. But he's more.
I was more grossed out having that vomit from somebody else on an airplane on my finger than I was. I'm sorry. I was more grossed out by ketchup than the vomit.
Yeah,
I could handle the vomit for hours.
Nope.
A 3.5 hour flight, 4 hour flight, whatever. I'm good. I'm just going to hold my pinky out and I'll just be fine.
Oh, that's making me shiver thinking
ketchup,
about it.
Ketchup? No.
Well.
It was real ketchup, name brand designer ketchup too.
Well, it should always be. Like, you don't cheap out on ketchup. Like, I do get irritated when I go into restaurants and the ketchup is not named because I know you're not using the good stuff.
Most of them actually refill it with the generic stuff.
Well,
they buy, you know that, right? They buy the Heinz, Hunt's, whatever your brand is. They buy that brand and they put those out on the tables. As soon as they're done, they refill them with the generic ones out of those big tubs.
Well, I am very easily led, and as long as it says Heinz on the bottle, I'm good. So I can pretend.
Is there anything that you guys don't that other things besides ketchup that you have to buy the brand name of?
That is a good question. I'm trying to think. What do I eat?
Really? Do you guys buy your name brand cheese?
No, I don't.
You'll get the store brand.
I get the
cheese?
Store brand. I pretty much, you know.
What about cereal?
I'm store brand, dude. I am
cereal
store
for
brand.
The most part.
They've got a Lucky Charms one that's just like Lucky Charms.
It is.
Cereal
and
for the most part, though,
crunch.
I will buy name brand. But I don't. Do they do generic Kix?
Yeah.
Okay, because I've only had name brand Kix, but I'll buy the store brand shredded wheat. And for a while, I would only buy store brand Rice Krispies because they were better than real Rice Krispies. So they worked better than Rice Krispie treats. But no, there's certain.
What about, you may not eat it, but think about if you had to go buy this, would you buy Pop-Tarts, the real Pop-Tart, or would you get a generic Pop-Tart?
I get the generics.
See, I think I would buy the legit name brand. I would trust it more.
I'm weird. I'm like all about saving money. Because I have to spend on those blue boxes.
Yeah, but I'd be afraid that the frosting, that would be my issue, is that on the generic brand, like the ones you get with the frosting on it wouldn't be as good.
You do know there's like a generic brand, and then there's like another generic brand sometimes below that. Never buy the one on the bottom. Always go the mid-level generic brand.
What's the, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I didn't
if you look like, okay, what they do is they always put the regular, like the name stuff at eye level. So whenever you're shopping, that's what you see.
Uh-huh.
Then you go down and you'll find usually the generics. If you go way down on the bottom, it's like their white cans will say paste of whatever it might be. Paste of tomato or something like that. Don't buy those. Those are bad.
Don't we all kind of think it's the same thing, though?
Well, that's why the generics, for me, like you guys were talking about ketchup. I don't know. My kids, they eat whatever the ketchup I buy usually, and it's usually the store brand, and they don't complain ever.
No, like I'll buy even store brand mouthwash.
They used to complain because I would buy the Oreos. The fake Oreos. And I'm not talking about the ones, what's the little brand?
Hydrox.
I'm not the Hydrox ones. I'm going with the store brand ones. I would buy those and they wouldn't touch them. But I would buy the other ones. They're like, Dad, can you buy regular Oreos?
Yeah. Like
so what I did, this is the brilliance of being a father. I bought the brand, the Oreos, and I bought the other ones, the generics. I opened both packs. I took the Oreos out, put the generics into the Oreo bag, and vice versa, flipped them around, and they ate the generics and never, ever crossed their mind that it wasn't real Oreos.
Well, here's my question. Can you buy double stuff in generic?
Yes, you can.
Okay, because that I might give it a try.
Yeah.
Go with the,
I think you can buy just the stuff, that cream stuff in the middle. I think you can just buy a box of that.
Can
like
you?
A can
I would
of
like
it.
To buy that.
No, I would totally buy that.
That's like buying the big bags of Lucky Charms marshmallows.
You know, it's true, though, with cookies and stuff. Yeah, I don't go generic. I don't trust it.
Oh.
Like, I love your experiment, but no.
What about
I'll pick you up something. Do you like, I was going to say, they have the ones that taste just like Samoas from the Girl Scout cookies, and they've got several others, and they're perfect.
What about clothes detergent?
I usually go with whatever one we use. That's,
I usually go with whatever I have coupons for and that's on sale so I can get a bigger bang for my buck. Because I think it's all kind of I really believe it's all the same. Soap is soap.
Shoes?
Oh, you got to go. That's where you got me. That's where you
got
me.
I'm not a name brand purse person, but I really like me some fancy shoes.
Yeah.
Like I have a pair of shoes that cost 2 mortgage payments.
Wow.
So, yeah. I will spend money on nice shoes.
That's like I said, talk about my alligator shoes. You got to do it. You understand.
Watch this, Carson. Watch this. Watches.
Oh, you got to go. You got to go real. Like real, real.
But on the flip side, I will go to thrift stores to look for like Levi's jeans. I don't want to pay full price for Levi's because they're like 40 or 50 bucks. But if I go to a thrift store and pick them up for $8, just take them home and wash them in my generic detergent, we'll be all good.
How many times do you wear your jeans before washing them?
I do like 2 or 3. That's kind of my limit.
I think it's different in summer and winter. You know, summer because you sweat a little bit more. You have to wash
them. These jeans today I wore the other day. So this is on their second wear. But they'll probably.
These socks I'm wearing right now are like on their 8th day.
Okay, no. What? No.
I would ask about underwear, but I don't wear it.
No. Oh, dear. No. I was going to say, these jeans, the problem is they're white. And I noticed when I got in the car this morning, so it's too late to change, that apparently I must have bumped into something the other day.
Like the car?
Maybe, but it's on the wrong side for me to have bumped into the car. And there's like dirt down one of my legs. Great. Just fancy.
What about you, Big D? You didn't say what you buy the generics of.
I like the generic Fruity Pebbles.
They're great.
They're better.
I get those.
They don't leave that film in your mouth.
Oh, by the way, people are on Facebook are thinking I was serious about the socks. I was joking. That was a joke. These are fresh socks from this morning.
I don't get that. How do people not know that's a joke?
Dude.
Like, really? Seriously?
Yes.
I'm serious. How do you not know that's a joke? No. Not a joke.
I don't know. I don't know.
Because, I mean, I believe you said it like this. And these socks, I'm going on my eighth day. And we all went,
I don't know, man.
They also lose their shape and the elasticity.
I'm not. No offense to everyone who thought.
I'm going
to
be honest.
I really honestly don't get that.
If I wear a pair of socks and I take them off, even if it's the same day, I get a fresh pair.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's the same day, even if I haven't taken a shower in between, because I look at them and I go, oh, man, I don't. Here's a weird thing. I'm like, I look at the socks and you go, well, which one's the big toe? So you want to put it on the same foot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if I can't tell, I'm going to get new socks.
There's like no bigger tragedy in my daily existence than if somehow I pull a sock off. Because the point is, socks are off. They're dirty now.
Yeah.
You cannot wear them again.
Isn't that weird?
And it might just be like I'm changing to go to the gym and it's like, no, a sock came off. Because then you put it back on. You're like, it's already been worn.
It doesn't feel right.
It
doesn't.
You're right. It's weird. It's really weird. I'm on board with you in that.
Oh, there are kids who are starving right now somewhere.
But it's my daily tragedy.
As they make laser-etched holes in the Louis Vuittons.
Maybe we could send them some generic Fruity Pebbles.
That's right. Anything else, you guys?
I think we're good, man. I think this has been a fun podcast again.
I agree.
All right, we good? Bye, everybody. Oh, wait, hold on. The banana wants to say hi.
Hi, everybody. I'm a banana.
Nothing? Nothing?
I mean, I
not
can't.
Not a word?
No, you don't want to hear the words I have.
And I'm an apple.
When did we add an apple into the mix?
Just today.
Like, you can't even eat that now.
I can, too.
Oh, did you draw on it?
Yes.
He drew on that with a Sharpie, and now you're going to eat that?
Yeah.
You'll eat the Sharpie.
Dude, I've seen you eat much worse.
You won't eat ketchup, but you'll eat Sharpie on a peel.
Seriously, you'll eat. I mean, I get it on the banana because you don't eat the peel.
The peel.
You don't eat the. I said, boy.
You don't eat the peel.
So, but you're gonna eat the Sharpie apple.
Tickle, tickle, tickle.
I don't do that.
Tickle, tickle, tickle.
Just stop. Well, just
tickle, tickle. Tickle,
tickle. You know, he did this at the airport one time, and you know, there's like a partition in between us.
Hey, everybody.
And he gets. On, I don't know, Facebook Live. He's doing this. And he has a banana. We're getting ready to board in like 10 minutes.
Doing a question and answer session with a banana.
And he's over there, and I'm sitting, not right next to him, but close enough to know that we're together. And he's doing the, hey, I'm a banana. And it's quiet in the, you know, the boarding area. And that's fine, man. If you want to be goofy and weird, people will give you that. What people won't put up with is when he takes the banana, goes around the little partition to a guy who's sitting there.
A stranger.
And just goes, hey, how are you doing? And I was like, dude, seriously. I'm like, I'm not joking. That's like people love to throw the terrorism word around. And this guy.
I don't see anything wrong with it.
This guy gets up and walks away and goes sit somewhere else. And I was like,
can you believe the nerve of him?
Like, that's it.
He got up.
We're about to get.
Just because I talked to him with a banana.
Here comes security. Just count it down.
Dude.
Sir, can I talk to you about you assaulting this man with the banana face?
He was not assaulted.
I was like,
I mean, I would be so creeped out if somebody did that to me in an airport.
Like who can do that?
Obviously, I was streaming because I'm holding my phone, talking to it, taking questions and answers, and I'm going, hi, Betty Marie. What's up, Laura? You know, just doing all that kind of silly stuff.
So
what goober doesn't know?
That guy might have been undercover. You don't know his story.
He blew his cover.
Well, you did. The banana did.
We're in the witness protection program.
Just let it lay here for a minute.
I'm just waiting for you to read the spot.
Yep.
I wish I had the copy here. I'd read it myself.
Okay.
In fact, I think I may know it by memory.
So the podcast
brought to you by Castrol GTX Magnetech.
Castrol GTX Magnetech.
Thank you, guys.
Castrol GTX Magnetech gives you instant protection from the moment you start, okay? Okay.
I love the Mr. Banana voice.
All right.
The weirdest thing is that you're going to eat that apple.
I'll be eating in a minute.
So all right.
Okay. Thank you, Bubba.
Bye,
good,
everybody.
Good stuff. All right. Thank you.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show.
I'll miss you.
On the radio every day.
Bye.
It was the podcast.
I'm sorry.
Me too.